this is a double-barreled question directed at both George and Paul, who are the two remaining...
We're not getting married now.
Okay. Who are direct... That's all I wanted to know. You're both the only bachelors, and you're not going to give us any indication of what your matrimonial plans might be.
In fact, soon we're going to just get an answering service for press conferences for that question.
Thank you very much.
We're both queer anyway, you know.
Write that one in your magazines.
Paul, do you feel that your vacation here in Los Angeles was a success, even though you didn't have very much privacy?
Yeah.
You had a chance to relax. What was your...
We did have a lot of privacy.
Did you mind the girls on the hill?
No.
Great. What was your most enjoyable part of your vacation?
Pardon?
What was the most enjoyable part of your vacation?
Just lazing around. Yeah, I think. And visiting Elvis.
Since your tours over here are so successful, why is it you only move once a year?
Because they wouldn't be successful if we came too often.
Will you go to Germany eventually?
Huh?
Will you go to Germany eventually?
We don't know that. Brian decides where we go.
It's a big market. It's worth going to, but it's the time.
Well, may I direct this question towards Paul and John? I understand you're Dylan fans.
We all
are. You?
We all are.
You all
even
Dylan
George
fans?
Even George.
Even
me, yeah.
Even George and Rico like it.
Even the non-musical members of the group.
You don't plan on... I don't want to correct Ringo, but you'll be back from San Francisco at the time the Dylan concert
will
be on.
We will, because we're playing the same night. We play the same night that he's here.
And we leave on Wednesday for England.
And we saw him in Britain.
Did any of you help Mr. Epstein write his book?
Pardon?
Did any of you help Mr. Epstein write his book?
No,
he needed a bit, but we couldn't.
A couple of the tunes in the in Help sounded as if the sound might be changing just a little, getting even more sort of traditionally blues-oriented. Maybe this is just an opinion.
No,
do you feel that there's any change in the sound?
We try and change every record. You know, we've tried to change from the first record we've made. And as you progress musically, then you naturally change.
If you play our early records and the late, even though we haven't made all that many, there's a lot of difference, you know.
We're not trying to do it consciously, you know, particularly.
Even recording technique, if you improve that slightly, your sound changes, basically.
Ringo, I understand that the record album Help has four different numbers in the English version than in the United States version. Is this true?
Yes,
and so why?
Yeah.
Because
we're in capital
the English
now.
Album, there's 14 tracks, and they're all our numbers. And on the American one, I don't know how many tracks there are, but then you've got some...
There's seven of us. It's because capital issue all sort of mad stuff, you know. It's nothing to do with us. We make 14 tracks to be put out, but they keep a couple of them
and
stick out later.
It's a drag because, you know, the album, we make an album. To be like an album,
and
to be
a
complete thing. And we send it over here. No offense, Capital, but send it over here. And they put the soundtrack on. And if if someone's going to buy one of our records, I think they want to hear us and not soundtrack.
They even changed the photograph off the front and put something daft on.
Yeah, either that or they should make it all soundtrack.
The Capital would like to come round after, we'll settle it.
We'll see you.
John and Paul, you recently produced a record by The Silky.
Yes, yes.
Do you plan to do a lot of A&R work, or is this just a one-time thing?
No, we just wanted to do it, you know. And it was a song that we'd written. And
but
we'd been off a week, we had nothing to do.
Nothing to do, and so we asked if we could do it with them.
Do you think he'll do any more?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, thank you. John, did you know that four girls have been circling above your home in a helicopter?
I heard about two girls that have been in a helicopter. That's all.
It was four.
Four? Were they driving it?
We were in bed at the time.
What do you think of the groupies or the girls that make a business of chasing groups?
I think it's terrible.
Do any of you go to church?
No.
Not lately.
George, have you and the Beatles ever been to South America or Russia for a tour?
No.
Or why not?
Well, the Russians don't like us.
And we don't particularly want to go to Russia.
They burn us there.
Well, I don't. And South America, I don't think they've ever heard of us down there.
Yes, they have. They have.
We almost went this time
because Brian wanted to see Mexico.
Yes, we nearly went.
We tore the places our manager wants to see. He takes his camera and, you know.
What's your program for the next few months, say for the next 3 or 4 months? Like concerts or
depends
or
on what Mr. Epstein wants to see.
Does he
we
know?
Have a month off as soon as we get back, and it'll most probably just be TV and records and
TV and bull rings and things like that. He likes that sort of stuff.
There have been some quotes on some radio stations in which you put down the movie magazines. You said that the things that they are saying are unfair, like Ringo always waves, and some movie magazine said that he did not wave, and television proved it. My question is, do you feel that, number one, there is a difference between the treatment that you have received by movie magazines and all other magazines and teenage magazines specifically?
Well, the teen ones and the movie ones are written by people that never leave the office, and they just make it all up, you know, and it's a lot of rubbish. But there's nothing we can do about it because the libel laws are so peculiar over here. Well, no, yeah, movie magazines we're talking about are the same kind of thing, you know.
But the thing is, the teen magazines, like 16 magazine, well, even though the stuff they write is still rubbish. It's not as bad as the movie mags, but it's still rubbish.
But there's some great magazines, you know, and some crummy ones like Anywhere. But there's just a few more crummy ones over here, I think. I mean, you know, you've got to admit it. If someone puts in, you know, is Richard Burton dying?
I've just read about leaving the group. As
he's
well,
leaving
yesterday.
The group, definitely.
No,
I mean, definitely
what
married.
What can you do
the
about
one.
That? You know, you can't sue him here. What can you do?
It's
and
fun
you can't
to read.
Ring him up and say, I'm not leaving the group. Where did you get this from? Because then they get big publicity out of it. So you just got to leave it. But we just keep telling everybody that they're lousy and hoping the kids will gradually cotton on, you know, just buy them for the photographs and don't believe all the rubbish.
The thing is, if you read them like fiction instead of fact, it's much better, you know.
But you get all these letters and are you really leaving? Or is Paul married? And have you got 12 wives and all that stuff, you know?
I love them,
and
though.
And it's worrying.
It's nice to read. I've got 12 wives.
John and Paul, in creation of a Beatles song, between inception and actual creation of the product, what's the process and how long does it take?
It varies.
It's just sitting down and working it out, you know. But it can take days or it can just take a couple of hours. Depends on how easy it is. Sir.
Paul?
Yes?
How much of your personal life do you feel you have a right to keep private? Do you believe in being dishonest with your public to do so?
What was the last? Didn't hear the last bit.
I'm sorry. How much of your personal life do you feel you have a right to keep private? And do you believe in being dishonest with the public to do so?
Dishonest? I don't know, really. I like to be, you know, quiet when I'm not working. I can't have it up quiet all the time, but I like it quiet. You know? But we expect it, all of us expect it when we come on tour, like this 5 days in Los Angeles. You know? We expected it. Something like that, anyway.
I'd like to ask
about.
Ringo, which country he enjoyed touring the best of everything that he's...
America. I enjoy America, you know. It's so different to England. I mean, all the other places are different, but at least you can speak to people over here, you know. In a way, you know.
Paul, how do you go about selecting the songs you are going to do for a concert?
We just do songs that are known, that's all. So we just pick the songs that are best known.
Is there one particular favorite that you do at many of the concerts?
We do most of the ones that we do now.
We've done all the concerts.
All our records, you know.
What group do you consider the largest challenge to your popularity? Could I ask Paul, please?
Yeah. You can ask me. I don't know, though.
There's a new one every week, you know.
Yeah, the Silky, I think. Big challenge there.
Socks.
Up and coming.
Do any of you actually get any fan mail at all, or is it all channeled through your fan clubs?
We get more.
Yeah, we get it because 16 magazine prints our addresses in, you know, handily for the fans.
Well, do you ever actually answer it, or also do you accept registered letters from fans?
Yeah, we get a lot of mails that we answer ourselves.
Did
but there's so much of it goes into fan club branches and offices all over the world.
The mail from America is that they put self-addressed envelopes with American stamps on. If they thought a minute, they'd know that it doesn't work. They should put English ones on.
Oh, would you mail it if they put English ones on?
We answer quite a bit, especially when we get months off. You get to... You're standing there at 9 o'clock waiting for the postman for something to do.
Paul, you've been described as having the face of a typical matinee idol. How do you feel about this?
I don't feel about that, you know. I hate that.
I don't know, Paul.
Oh, I'm not. Rugged, okay.
5 o'clock matinee.
You know.
Last summer in San Francisco, a doctor said that the Beatles were instruments of the communist propaganda.
Yippee!
that you were softening up and corrupting America's youth.
Yes.
What did you say to that?
Watch out next year.
Yeah, you know, doctor of what?
Who was it who said it?
Who was it, you know?
He's just some half-wit, you know.
They call themselves doctors and nurses, sergeants and things.
We're all capitalists anyway, you know, don't worry. Capitalists, get it?
It went down well in Chicago.
There was a lot of criticism over your being awarded the Royal Order of the British Empire.
We didn't get the order. We got the MBE, whatever that one is.
The MBE.
Not the
MBE. Of the British Empire.
Yeah.
Not the Royal Order.
Yeah, but the order's a better one.
Anyway,
we got
the... It's the first step on the way to knighthood, right?
Tisn't at all.
I thought it was.
We don't give enough to charity for...
It is for some people.
I see. But anyway... There were some members who had received the same award who had turned theirs in. Well, what is your reaction to this?
Well, ours were civil awards, and theirs were sort of, what are they called?
Military heroes.
They got them for killing people, and I think, you know, we deserve
ours
for
anybody.
Not killing people.
Anyway, you know, we've got them and they haven't.
And most of them were sort of French-Canadians, you know.
You know what they're
like. What are you moaning about?
If they send any more back...
What American group do you admire the most?
The birds.
The birds, yeah. And they admire the Loving Spoonful.
they like the Loving Spoonful.
I'd like to direct this question to any one of you. Is it true, we heard a rumor over here that your English, your British version of the last movie, Hard Day's Night, was longer than ours over here. Is this true?
No.
No.
And were there portions a great deal of the movie helped cut?
You get the same film as
you get nearly the same film, only we have
you
to...
Don't get the same film.
I think you do, but the thing is, for America, we have to cut out the word toilet.
Exactly the same. Yeah.
We have to call it a bathroom for America.
Yeah,
this has to be the last question.
That's true. We have to cut out a few words because they
wouldn't take it. What do you think of your movie, A Hard Day's Night, being nominated for an Academy Award? What do you think of that?
It's funny, isn't it? That's all
I didn't win, though.
There's been a lot of controversy over the fact that since there's so much screaming at your concerts, you don't sort of rehearse them before or worry too much about them. Is that true?
We never have.
Well, we always sing songs that we know.
Because
we must know because we recorded them, so we don't need to rehearse them, do we?
And it doesn't bother us.
The only thing we've got to know is which ones we're doing.
The thing is, you know, we still don't rehearse for places where they can hear us, like on the Ed Sullivan Show. And, you know, when it comes on television, you can hear it. Sort of, you know, much better than at a concert. We still don't rehearse for that. We never have, you know.
We rehearse the sound of the technician.
I think
not the song.
We met before.
Hello, Kurt.
And I just have a feeling that you have turned a little bit anti-press.
No, that's just because we wouldn't let you up to see the pool.
No, that isn't it. It's just that I was promised many times and told many stories, but...
Well, what about all the things you brought, all the photographs you promised? All
you
and
Ron Joy doing all them
robbed
dirty
all
tricks.
The plane and then you left them.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
you.
No good, Kurt.
Bad Kurt.
Bad Kurt. Naughty
all Kurt. Photographs, Kurt. You promised all
do them to others.
All the stewardesses waiting
you,
for their
Kurt,
photographs.
Eh? Let's continue this next year.
$500 down, Ron, eh?
I have a serious question and you didn't answer me.
Do we love you, Kurt?
You do love me.
Love you.
Well, I love you, but I didn't feel the love because I never saw you until today.
Right, thanks, Kurt.
We just didn't want to pollute the pool.
Right, now, we're moving on now to the television part of things, and there's going to be a moment or two's gap, I think, because do some of the television people want to move the cameras down front? Right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it. Had a good time.
Right, now, if the television cameramen want to stay in position, we're now doing the presentations, which are the finale of the press conference.
They do that.
First of all, we've got a presentation... Finale.
Finale, sorry.
First presentation is here, which you'll explain.
This is a...
Great.
Girls, you want to come up? This is a piñata, which as we all know is a Mexican California tradition. Inside contains everything that relates to California, to relates to the Beatles, to relates to their fans. as presented by these two young ladies right here.
That's just simply wonderful, baby.
You take a stick and you break it. It's a pinata.
It's all kinds of chicken, but don't.
Okay, girls, thank you very much.
Right, for the final presentation now, I'm going to hand you over to Stanley Kortikov, president of Capitol Records Distributing Corporation, who is somewhere about when he fight his way through.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Alan Livingstone.
In a few moments, the Beatles will receive an award from the hands of Mr. Alan Livingstone, president of Capitol Records. This award will be the coveted gold record awarded by the Record Industry Association of America in behalf of the Beatles' latest soundtrack album entitled Help. To qualify for gold record status, $1 million worth of sales are required, and this level was achieved in scarcely 2 weeks after the release of the album.
Give us the money.
That will be 7 out of 7 for the Beatles, 7 gold records for 7 albums released. By Monday, we expect to receive notification of the gold record status for their latest single, also entitled Help. Now to perpetuate that Midas touch with gold records, Mr. Alan Livingstone.
I might say that Capitol Records, which is just a little bit older than any of you, has never in its history experienced the phenomena of the speed of your success, nor the depth of your success, nor the continuity of your success. Going way back to our first hit record of Ella Mae Morse's Cow Cow Boogie, which was recorded before you were born. Right up to the present, it's something which will probably go down in history, and I'm very happy to continue this habit of presenting you with the gold record.
Thanks, sir. Thank you. I'm glad you got bored. I'm fed up with fighting.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.